Baruch Hashem. Let's go on. First thing I want to do is, we have five mahalchim we got to get to, maybe more, we'll see. But the first thing is, give a little bit of aleph here, okay? Everyone got it there? The Gemara had introduced that Rabbi Hanina had said that on a deraisa level, we discussed it at great length, we explored that, whether Jewish Chakiris need to both Badin and Fashat and Imamanis, Mishbarecha Yelachem. We suspended it, Kadesh Lotilnas, but they love it. So I want to pick it up from Elamiata, okay? Let's pick it up from Elamiata in the Gemara there. El, do you want to read? Let's read Elamiata. Let's see inside, guys. Bless you, John. Go ahead. Elamiata. Everyone got it inside? Uri, you got it? Elamiata? Let's see. Let's see the Gemara. Ari, you got your Gemara?
Yeah. Okay.
Why don't you use the little one over here? Okay? Elamiata. Let's get a little one over there. Go ahead. Elamiata. Thank you, John. Elamiata.
Elamiata. Tolo Yishalmi. Kosekin. I
know. No. Elamiata. Tolo Yishalmi. What's the kasha? The kasha is what? That just like we don't require Drusha V'chakira for Dinim Amunis, we also don't require Mumkin for what else? Dinim Amunis. There are two kulas, correct? We said based on the principle Hefker, based on Hefker. Yes? So the Gemara is saying, well, you know what? Why can't we make it even better? What would that be? What do you mean even better? What would even better be? That if these Dayanim, and the Gemara says Beferish and what daf, I want you to get it down on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, that a dying mumcha that makes a mistake in his psak does not have to pay money. Okay? Normally a regular dying is not a mumcha makes a mistake in his psak, must pay money for his mistaken psak. He messed up the guy. So he's got to pay out of his own pocket. Okay? So the Gemara is saying, if you're going to take these hedyotos and treat them as mumchim, then you know what? You should also make them not pay. Is that clear? That's the Gemara's kasha. Elamiata tol lo yishalmu, period. If they are going to make a mistake, they should not have to pay, just like hedyotos do not have to pay. Everyone got that, Clore? Okay? Uri, you got it?
Yeah.
If you want to treat them, let's get this, let's focus. If you want to treat them as being what? As good dayanim, then they should not have to pay either. They should be given that dispensation as well. Okay? Let's see Rashi there, Ellie. Shalotino delis. Guys, look inside. Shalotino delis.
Shalotino delis. Sheyiman sheyimna'u mehavos shema yachbor. Ve'aidim yitaru lo tehei idusan mekavanas ve'yivsid.
Nechuvanis.
Nechuvanis ve'yivsid. Ve'achanami shema lo yimatzei mumchin lechavod levin.
So what does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? Shalotino delis b'fnei lovin? We don't want people to stop lending money because the lova might deny it and the Aiden will what? Will make a mistake in the Drusha V'chakira because they'll answer the question wrong and the Aiden won't be precise. Nechuvenis means precise, be absent. You're going to make the mava lose. So too here, if you don't find mumchim to force the guy to go to a din taira, the mava is going to get out of money. He's going to lose his money. Okay. Now let me ask you the first mahalach. Zach, let's get this down. Let me ask you. We did hint to it, but we didn't specifically talk about this situation. Dinim Amunis, Daniel, are you with me? You don't require Drusha V'chakira. What happens, guys, if you do Drusha V'chakira? What happens if the Dayanim do ask questions in Drusha V'chakira? What do you do? And they contradict each other. What's the din in that case? You follow me, Ben? No, Dinim Amunis, you don't need Drusha V'chakira, but the Dayanim said, we're going to ask questions. In Dinim Amunis. Daniel, you got me? What's the din if they do ask questions? What do you say? So the Rambam writes, Zach, Mefarish, Perek, Gimel, Lacha, Gimel, Chosedis, that even though Dinim Amunis, Edim Amunis, do not need Drusha V'chakira, if they contradict each other, Edusim B'Talim. So let's get it down. The Rambam writes, Mefarish, black on white, Edusim B'Talim. Okay? Even though you don't need Drusha V'chakira, but if they do it, and the Edim contradict each other, are ye? The Edus is buckled. Zach, you got it? You got it? Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban says no. The Ramban says, you shouldn't do it, and Lamaisa, if you did it, it doesn't make a difference. Even if they contradict each other, the Edus is good. It's a machlokes, the Ramam and the Ramban, guys. And the truth of the matter is, it might be totally on the following. Do you view their answering the questions, Daniel, under the rubric of Aedis? See, Aedis is they come and they tell a story. But when they answer the questions later, is that still called Aedis? According to the Rambam, it is. Therefore, if they contradict each other, Aedis and Betela. According to the Ramban, it's separate. It's separate questions. It's all Safa. It's not deemed as Aedis. And therefore, even if they contradict each other, the Aedis is good. You understand what I'm saying? That's the Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Ramban. And the truth is, the Rambam writes Beferish, if they're machich each other in the Bedikis, please get that down. What did the Rambam say? They're machich each other in the Chakiris. What after they're machich each other in the Bedikis? The Rambam says they do some Kayemis. What's the difference? Says the Chedush Yarim, in Simon Laban, always says over from the Chedush Yarim, what's the fundamental difference between Jewish and Chakira and Bedikis? Jewish and Chakira is the Gufa Aedis. It's the meat and potatoes, Ari, right? It's the seven major questions. If they contradict themselves in that, we throw it out. The bedikas are the detailed questions. What color shirt was the guy wearing? Even if they contradict each other, it's still good. Okay? So that's the Rambam Shita. Please get it. Again, you got to get it clear. In the Medina de Gemara, Dini Mamanis, they were Mavatal Jishir Chakir. They really required Mishmedach Yilachem. They got rid of it. When they get rid of it, what happens if they do it on their own? And they contradict each other. The Rambam says it's bad. Aedis is batala. The Ramban says it's still good. The question is, do you view that still under the rubric of Aedis, those added questions that they're asked, after they tell the whole story? You follow me? But the Rambam did say, if there's a chash and bedikis, Aedus and his kayemis. Now, before we get to the questions, Ben and Pinchas and Ruri, one sec. I want to just ask you something. Eli, you read the Rashi very nicely. If I would ask you, who do you think Rashi holds like, based on the Rashi you read? What do you think? Do you think Rashi is taking a stander? The great Rosh Yeshiva of David Parvarsky. Tzatzal, Zechut Tzadik Lebrocha. Remember I told you about David Parvarsky? I told you, right? In the Beis Medrash. The great Gaon.
Yeah.
That David Parvarsky is Tzatzal. Yeshua is David. And he has Shirid of David. What do you think from Rashi? He wants to say at first glance, looking at Rashi, Rashi used the notion of, you know, the Aedis might not be precise and he'll lose. So he wanted to say, looking at Rashi closely, he thought that if people know, Ellie, that if the Bazin still asks the questions and they contradict each other and we throw it out, it'd be a problem. They're going to stop lending money. They're going to stop lending money because there's a possibility that this Bazin will do it on their own and it causes the Aedis to be what? Contradictory, and then they'll throw it out. So therefore, it seems like the Rashi holds like who?
Rambam.
Excellent. At first glance, says Rav David Parvarsky. Then he backs out of it. How does he back out of it? Daniel, how does he back out of it? He says, you know where you read the Rashi? The way you read the Rashi is, the takan is not to require Jishu Chakira. So if you don't require Jishu Chakira, you won't come to any Hakasha, and you won't lose any money. You follow me? But Rashi's not speaking to what happens if they do it. You follow me? What happens if they do it? You understand what I'm saying? In other words, at first glance, he thought, Lamaisa, according to Rashi, it seems that it's Mashram Rashi, if you're Choker, they ate him. It's not considered to be what? After they made the Takana, it seems like Rashi seems to be saying, if they contradict themselves, it's not considered to be Achashin. No? You know what I mean? What did Rashi say? The Yafseed, right? So what did they come along and say? You never required Yishuv Chakira. Since you never required Yishuv Chakira, you'll always be okay. Mashma, even if they would do it on their own, it wouldn't cause the Aedis to be pumped. That's the way Rav David Parvarsky wants to say it. Again, he wants to be medayik like this. I'm sorry, Ellie. I meant to say, it's my fault. Rashi, he wanted to say at first glance, seems to say like who? Seems to say like the Ramban.
How?
Because what does Rashi say? Rashi said, I'd never want the Mava to lose his money. Mashma, that's a safeguard. No matter what you do, you'll be okay.
He says, but then if, but Yisir means he would...
No, but he says...
And the Jewish right here would...
No, but what I'm saying is, he says they made a takana that makes sure that what? that there would be no prevention of loans because maybe the guy will deny it and the Eidus will be Yechonah. We have to lose. But once they made a takana that there's no Jewish Hechkira, you'll always be okay. Even if they do it on their own. So once you get that in your notes, fix that in your notes, that at first glance you want to say Rashi held like the Ramban, then no matter what, Halach Lamaisa, no matter what, it would be what Eidus became. And I'll tell you why, Ellie. Because he never wants the guy to lose. Nochum, there's pizza here so you can wash and you eat thirlets, okay? You follow what I'm saying? He wants to make sure the guy's never going to lose. The Malva, you follow me? How do you make sure the guy's never going to lose? That even if they ask the questions on their own, what's going to happen, Uri? It never will be thrown out. So that's going to be, that's. So he wants to read the Rashi's like the Ramban, and I'll tell you why. Because if the Malva has in the back of his mind that Bate Dinim can ask on their own, and then they get contradicted, throw out, that's going to stop them lending money.
So Rashi's working with a takana that's already in place.
Rashi's saying like the Ramban, that even if they'd ask their own questions, Lamaise, you have to say the Eidus would stick. Otherwise, Malvas would know there's a possibility they might ask on their own, and therefore what will be thrown out, so I'm going to stop lending money. So Rashi, Lamaise, Poshim Shah's like the Ramban. That's what he says. Then he backs out of it. How does he back out of it? How would you reread the Rashi? Because you know what Rashi's saying? Rashi's just saying in general. He's saying that the Takana was, we don't require Jishu Hakira. Why don't we require Jishu Hakira? Because we don't want to be a Chasha, we don't want the guy to lose. But what happens if they do it on their own? It would be a problem. The guy would lose if they're Machachasha. So I want you to get this. Rashi, at first glance, he says, well, I don't know what happened to our Shtender. First glance, they took our Shtender. We'll have to get it back. They grabbed our Shtender. We'll have to get it back. But you follow what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that at first glance, you see Rashi holds like the Ramban. I want to make sure this guy is always going to lend money. How do I ensure that? I ensure that very easily by making sure what? I ensure that very easily by making sure that even if they ask the questions, even if they cause a contradiction, I won't throw it out. Rashi is like the Ramban. Then he says no. The takana was not to require Dushi Chakiri. And therefore it won't come to Achasha, and he won't lose. But if they do ask the questions, and there is a contradiction, he will lose his money. We'll throw out the Eidus. So at the end of the day, Rashi might be the Rambam. So that's the first Mahalik, guys. Okay? First we had Ben, and then Uri, and then Pinchas. Ben, what was your kasha?
Can we explain again how Rashi looks like a Rambam?
Ramban. We want to say Rashi is like the Ramban, we're saying. We made a mistake on that. Rashi holds like the Ramban. Because Rashi said, I never want the guy to lose. So how do I make sure the guy's never going to lose out money, the Malva? By making sure that even when the questions are asked and they contradict themselves, the Eidus still remains intact. So Rashi's like the Ramban. I made a mistake. Okay? Rashi's like the Ramban, originally we said. But then he backed out of that and he said, no, I can read the Rashi by just saying, we did not necessitate Jewish of Hakira because we don't want to make sure, we don't want a Chachash and then make him lose. But in a Hanami, if they would ask the questions and there would be a Chachash, we would throw it out and he would lose. So at first glance, he said it was like the Rashi, like the Ramban. Then he backed out of it and said it's like the Rambam. There's no riot either way. Can read the Rashi either way. Uri, go ahead.
Why do we need Bedika according to Ramban if contradiction doesn't matter? What's the point of doing Bedika if when they contradict each other, it doesn't matter? Why do we ask the questions then?
You mean doing the Chakiris, you're saying. You mean according to the Ramban, why would you do it, Lamaisa? Why would they do it, Lamaisa? Well, first of all, maybe they didn't know the din. They found out, they look it up afterwards, you can always say that. They didn't know the din, it's possible. They didn't know they thought always there has to be Jewish Chakira. You could say that. That could answer your question very well, you know.
Why are they judging the case if they don't
know? Okay, they didn't know the din. They thought they knew the D'oraisa. They didn't know the D'rabbanan, and they were suspended based on Hefker. So they asked the questions, what do you do now? And now there's Achasha. So you could always say that was the case. So I think that's the best answer, you could say. They didn't know, Lamaisa. They didn't know. And then they looked it up, and the sheet of the Ramban is that it's not a problem. Still Kayemis. Halach Lamais. Okay? So that's what I think the scenario would be. But it's a good point. Excellent point. Pinchas, what do you say?
According to Rambam, what the Halach Abiyas, they said in Yodea, but they weren't Machish each other.
That was the Machlokas that we discussed the other day. You remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that was the Machlokas we said the other day? By Din Maruma?
Yeah.
By Din Maruma Lamaisa, we said if they say any Odeya, by Odol's Vavals, we said that was a Machloikis. So I would imagine that would be the same Machloikis.
You mean in
Dine Mominus?
Yeah, within the Rambam.
Right.
So he says that if they're Machish each other,
when you're not supposed to ask.
I would imagine that according to the Rambam, you throw it out as well. Like we said by Din Merumah, remember? We said by Din Merumah, we said the Chuvis, the Yeshidim Kabetzis, the Masal Askenazi, said you need Jewish Chakira Gabura, Kamo Din Nefashos. So you're saying within the Rambam, when we ask the question, is it Gemurah or not? I would imagine that would be the same halacha. Why should we be mechalik in a chasha and any odeya? You know, we don't normally find a difference between the two, right? You didn't do the job right. You contradicted each other and you said any odeya. So once you engage in Yishuv Chakira, I don't think we find distinctions between any odeya and a chasha. So just like the Rambam says, Davis is batal, I would think the same thing would apply. You follow me?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Whereas according to the Ramban, what would you say? It's a good point what people are saying. What would you say if he says any odeya? It's also good. If he said any odeya when there's a chasha, for sure when it's any odeya, I don't think there'd be a difference between the two. Okay, excellent, guys. You got it? That's the first mahalach. All right, number two. Let's go Vayter now into Gemara, and then we got to get to the Taisis. Go ahead, Eli. So the Gemara said, El Niata, right? Period. So that's the answer of the Gemara. If you give them a dispensation, these Hedyotos do not have to pay if they made a mistake, no one's going to lend any money. It's going to be more of a problem. They're going to have these guys who don't think they're talented at all to judge, and if they make a mistake, which you better bet your bottom dollar they're going to make a mistake, and they don't have to pay, then you defeated the whole purpose. Oh. But let's see the second Taisis inside, okay? Let's see inside, guys, okay? We got it? Guys, look inside. It's Geshmaka, every Taisis Geshmak, but look inside. Go ahead, Ellie. What do you say? Shalotino?
Shalotino delos befnei lavin. Kule. Zeos v'chavolos, v'tulos isha, v'yirushos, v'umatonos v'chulu, v'chumi namilo v'ina jisha v'kira. Kadei shatino delos befnei gazalvi.
You know, I got to be honest with you guys. I skimmed this. I was looking at the Sefer Meir last night and said to myself, you know, I really skimmed this. Let me ask you a question. Gzeilus, we know, is a simple case. Someone stole from you. Chabalus, someone punched you. You go to a Din Torah, right? For Gzeilus, Chabalus. What's the case of Ksuvas Isha? Just to make sure we get it 100%. That's why I said I was on, I really should have what? No, you guys tell me, what do you think Ksuvas Isha's case is?
You guys refusing to pay?
I would assume so. I thought the case would be refusing, the guy refused to pay the Ksuvi, divorces his wife. And there's some machlokes where he claims he doesn't have to pay. And that's exactly what he says. But he says a little bit differently. He adds just on, why do you think the husband says he doesn't have to pay? Because he said he paid it already. Okay, so that's the case. Ksubas Isha means the husband said he divorced her, but he says he paid her it already. Now, what's the case of Yerushos? What do you say, Ellie? What's the case of Yerushos? A guy comes forward and he says, I'm your brother. A guy died. He had four sons. He says, no, he had five sons. He wants a piece of the pie. You know what I mean by a piece of the pie? The piece of the estate. So he wants a piece of the estate. They have a whole din Torah. Oh, what's Matanos? What's Matanos? Guy comes forward and says, listen, you know, you promised you'd give me a gift. And you wrote a star for me. There's a star. You're going to give me a Rolls Royce. Guy says to him, that's a Ford star. So they go to a din Torah. Okay? So that's what all those cases are. Okay? So what does he say about all these cases? You don't need what? You don't need Yishuv Chakira. Okay? Everyone got that? So it's not just old dolls, small balls. All dinim omnes does not need Yishuv Chakira. Go ahead. Go ahead, Ali. Right there.
Being tomer, mahai taima lo nivai umchim exeus chavalas. Kimo beodos chavalas.
Great kasha. What are the two elements in the Gemara? What are the two elements in the Gemara we've been saying all along? Yishuv Chakira and what else? The necessity of what? Mumchen. Just like you don't require Yishuv Chakira by Mominus, you shouldn't require Mumchen by Gzeilus Chabalas. You don't require Yishuv Chakira by Gzeilus Chabalas, according to the first day in Taisus. Great Kasha, no? Everyone got the Kasha Klor? Uri, we got it?
Yeah.
We shouldn't require Mumchen either. And what's the din? Gabby, there's pizza here, so you can wash and eat during shir. Knochem, you don't want? Okay, I don't mind at all. So you follow me? In other words, just like Zeilus Chabalas, you don't require Yishuv Chakira, so too you shouldn't require Mumchen. And we know you require Mumchen for Zeilus Chabalas. So Tosfos saying, do away with it. It's a great kasha. Go ahead. Yesh Lomar.
Yesh Lomar. To the Gabe Mumchen, lo shayach lumeit hashvei. כמוזה חשש מועטס אדם נמנע מהאבוז מהאבוז חביר
אם לא
ימצא דיין מזומנים וגבוס חובו וגבוס חובו
אבל
גז רבוס יודע גזון שיצריח הנגזל
שיצריח הנגזל
אחר המומחים עד שימצא לדון עם הגזון.
So what's Tosa's answer? Let's get it down with Tosa's first answer. It says an amazing answer. What's the amazing answer? He says, you know what? People get scared at the slightest concern about lending money. If you require mumchen for havos, there's no one's going to lend any money. Not a chance. Not a chance. Because he's afraid you're not going to find mumchen and he won't be able to get his money back. Fine. That's why we did away with Yishuv Chakira by Aldos Havos. We did away with mumchen. But when it comes to theft, if a guy gets stolen from or a guy gets beaten up, we still require mumchen. Because you know what? I know that nechbal, you know what nechbal is? The guy who's hit, or nigzel, the guy who's stolen from, is going to be determined to find mumchen. And he will find them. And therefore, he's not going to be what? He's not going to be messed up, and he's going to get his money. Because he's going to find mumchen. But we don't require Yishuv Chakira. That we don't require. We want to make it easy for him to get his money back. But regarding mumchen, we'll still require, and we're not worried about that because he'll be determined to find mumchen. Everyone got that? So according to the first Teretz in Tosos, what is the concept? Gzeilus Chabalos what? Should we write it down? Let's write it down quick. Gzeilus Chabalos, first day in Tosos. Gzeilus Chabalos, what's it then? What's the first day in Tosos? There, Rishona, excellent. Lo tzarich, drisha, v'chakira. Achein means however, tzarich mumchen. Smara, no drisha v'chakira. We want to make it easy for him to get his money back. Drisha mumchen, he's determined to find it. When it comes to loans, we better not require either, because if the malva knows or mumchen are required, Gabi, there's not a chance he's going to lend any money. Okay? If you want, please. Okay. All right? You got that, Clore? First day in Tysus. Clore? Go ahead. Excellent, Ellie. Next day. Go ahead. Period. Oh. What's the second day in Tysus, guys? Day of Shnia. Day of Shnia is what? Tzarich, drisha, v'chakira, v'tzarich what? V'tzarich mumchen. You follow me? Zeilus v'chabalos we're talking about already. That's what Tosfos says v'feirish. Zeilus v'chabalos, I wrote it, right? That's what Tosfos is talking about. We require both, okay? Now, if you ask me, I'll be swara. Which one makes more sense? The first one, right? What's the shot with the second day? So here, Nachum and Eli were bothered by this, and I found again from Reb David Pavarsky.
Can you explain the second day?
That's what's difficult. What's it based on? First day makes a lot of sense, I'll be swara. What's the shot in the second one?
Where are these days coming from?
The 2 days of Tysus, yeah, we just read them. But Odia Shlomar, the Xeris Chabos, Nami Bo, Yishuv Chakira. Right? They required Yishuv Chakira. There's 2 days in Tysus. So, Reb David Pavarsky says, not Reb David Pavarsky, the Shiur Reb Yechiel Michel. Reb Yechiel Michel, Osir Dalit, says like this. This is a fundamental machloikis between the 2 days in Tysus. Were these two separate takanas, guys, or one takana? Meaning, the first takana that you don't require Yishuv Chakira, the second one is you don't require mumchen. Those are two separate takanas. Even though they're both because of Nilas Delas. But they are two separate takanas. So by Xelis, I can make a takana you don't need Yishuv Chakira. But at the same time, Lomaisa, I can make a takana that, or I can keep the din that I still need mumchen. Because he will find. Therefore, the din remains, the din d'oraisa, so you need mumchen. You follow me, Uri? So I'm going to write it on the board. Okay? Basically, what we're saying is that the shtei takanis, and I can split the two, even though they're both based on nilas delis, but they're both separate takanis, and there's a good svar in mechalikinu because he's determined to find someone. Whereas the second day it says, I'm sorry, it's all one takana achas because of nilas delis, and that's it. Done. And once you say halacha lemaisa, and this is, it's all one takana, and since Tysus holds that it's all one takana, okay? Since it's all one takana, halacha lemaisa, they made a takana not to require yishuv chakira and mumchin by what? Hodos v'avos, but by xelus chavos uri, they didn't say anything. You require mumchin, you require what? You require yishuv chakira. And that's a beautiful answer, because I tell you the truth, I don't know how, that first answer is such a good svara, right? Why would you say what? Why would you say any difference? So therefore, they require what? They require Jushu Chakira, and they require Munchen. Because the truth of the matter is, why would you want to make it hard for the Nigzel to get his money? Why would you require Jushu Chakira? They have to answer all the questions? He got money stolen from him.
They could be lying. He could have lost it. He could have done something.
So okay, but they're aiding him, though. They're aiding him, though, Uri. So the guy, they ate him. So you have to, I'll pee shnei v'nei v'yakum
dover. That's the point. You got to make sure.
I understand, but ate him are the greatest level of beer. So you're questioning that, you're right. But I'm just saying that there's good reason to respond and say, you know what, why make it difficult? But what I'm saying is that there was one takana, and that takana was limited only to Hodos Vavos. It did not touch Xelos Chavos. These are two separate takanas, and therefore you can splice it and say, legabe what? Legabi Jushu v'chakira, not requiring it did touch Zelos v'chavos. When it came to what Munkin, it didn't touch it. Because there are two separate takanas. You follow me? That allows and gives you the wiggle room to distinguish between the two. If it's all one takana, the whole thing was said lock, stock, and barrel by Zelos v'chavos, and nothing was said by Zelos v'chavos. Ben, you follow me? That's what the 2 days in Tais are based on. Okay? Yes, Daniel?
It's a historical machlokes.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. That's what he's saying. Tosfos has understood the historical machlokes when they made the takana. That's correct. Because I'll be smart, it's hard. I would have said like the first one. No? First day in Tosfos. The guy's going to be determined to find Munchen, and the Jushu Hakira you don't want to require it because you want to make it easy to get his money back. Okay? You're making a good point, Uri, that, you know, the truth of the matter is we don't know whether they're Adam. We don't know Lemaisa. We don't know whether they're Adam. We don't know whether, you know, he's deserving of getting his money back. But the bottom line is that there's a din about Pishnai made me up from Dover. We question it, you're right, it's Diraisa, but Lemaisa, this is a better palatable way to hear it. But you're making a good point as well. Yes, Johnny.
Once we say they need Mumchen, though, for the first, once we say they need Mumchen, don't you automatically learn Eir Parshios and then just say you also need Jesus of Akira?
No. We're going Eir Parshios.
Right.
We're going Eir Parshios.
So once you're saying...
We're going Eir Parshios. It's all the Rabbana and Takanan to get rid of it.
Right. And then
Eir Parshios should require it.
I would think having a Mumchim is much more mafnir. So once you say...
No. Eir Parshios require it, and the Rabbana, they got rid of it. Question is, how far did the Rabbana get rid of it? This is all a shile of what the Takana was on a Rabbana level. What is the scope of the Takana's coming? Is it two separate? Or is it one, and therefore what? And therefore its scope will be limited. That's all. It's a takana. We're not speaking on the level of Erev Parshios. Erev Parshios is the level of the Araisa. This is Reb Chanina, where we suspended it. The question is, how far did we suspend it? Did we suspend it even by Xenos Chabalos or not? Tosfos says, no, we did not. Halacha lemaisa. Tosfos says, in the second day, we did not. First day, he says, yes, we did. Only the Gabi Yishuv Chakira, not the Gabi Munkum. That everyone agrees with. Yes, Uri.
According to the first day of Tosa, maybe I just missed it yesterday. How is that Zamalubal testimony, if they can contradict each other? How do you ever have Zomid on the case of that?
Which one? According to the first day? Midrabanan, you don't require it. That's the din. Midrabanan, they were Makel. That's what we learned yesterday.
Right. So
Midrabanan, they said you don't need Edishatach Alazima. Oh, okay. They got rid of the whole requirement. Right. Correct. Right. Absolutely. That's what we learned yesterday. That one of the reasons why Yishkir is Edish HaTachonzima. Rabbani got rid of it. Absolutely. We discussed cases, Lemaisa, where in other areas, what will be the din? Okay? So you listen on, Johnny put it up there.
No,
we,
just,
We discussed Kiddush HaChodesh and we discussed Znus. Yeah, you were there yesterday. Yeah. Okay, you got it? Okay. Vaitana. Okay, you got it so far? Go ahead, Ellie. Let's go. Guys, look inside now. Please, go ahead. On Lamed Beis and Beis, period. It requires what? Drisha v'chakira. By something what? B'dinei knasos, period. So what's the kasha? What's he asking on? What's he asking on? What did the second day say? What did the second day say? It said you need Jewish Chira by Xelus Chabalus, yeah. Right? And it's Mashma that what? And the Gemara says you need Jewish Chira by what? By Dinei Knossos. So what is the Kasha of Tysus? You tell me, what's the Kasha of Tysus? It seems to be that what? That they only Ravatol Jewish Chira where there's no Kshash of Nilas Delis, because Knas is an Onish. So there's nothing to worry about. Only by Knossos there's Jewish Chira. Mashma by all the other Dinei Mominus, namely Xelus Chabalus. What's the Din? There's no Jewish Chira. Kash on the second Teretz. Eli, you got me? On Lamed Beis and Beis, this is only Knossos. Because Knossos is a Chiddush. It's an Onish. It's also a Chiddush. You know what a Chiddush is? We discussed it. Something that's new. Novel. Davar HaSos is a Chav. Placing of Omos Dav Zayin Amad Aleph. So it's a special Din by Knossos. It's not compensatory. It's an Onish. You're not trying to pay someone back and let you kill them dollars when they love. There's no concern of that by Knoss. It's also a Chiddush. So only by Knas do we require Jewish Chakir. Mashma every other moment is because you don't need it. Against Tysus. Go ahead, Ellie. So what's Tysus' answer? So you got to put the period there. A lot of guys were asking me. Put your period there. After the word Dinei Knossos. Period.
Lav Davka Dinei Knossos.
That's the answer. Lav Davka Kinnis Kalmar. Go ahead.
Xeos Chavos Krilu Nami Knossos.
Oh, Xeos Chavos are also called Knossos. Kedash Kacham Lekaman. Il Malay. What's Il Malay with an alpha at the end? We learned. We did this Gemara with Smicha. If it had not been Tosfos Megillah in the beginning of the third parak, excellent. Il Malay. If it had not been who? Was not for who? Rav Yudah ben Baba. Go ahead. And it's talking about the Mairi, but it's talking out over there. Hanho. All the cases. The bow. All the kids require Shlosha Mumchen. So Knossos is an umbrella word. It's a rubric word. That even Gzeilus Chabalos are included in that. So Gzeilus Chabalos, when the Gemara said Alamed Beizim and Beizak, Knossos require Jewish Chakir, this just didn't mean Knossos, it meant Gzeilus Chabalos as well. Oh, so that fits well with the second day. What would the first day say? What would the first day say, you say? First day would say no. Dinei Knossos literally means Dinei Knossos. You know what I mean? Xelus Chabalos doesn't need. But this was asking on the second kasha, right? On the second day. You follow what I'm saying? First day it would say that means literally Dinei Knossos. Only Knossos require Jewish Chakir. Anything else does not. Go ahead.
You could do a Isha the Yerushos Matanos in this case short Ave Bechalo does Chabalos.
Excellent. But don't even according to the second day, guys, that Xelus Chabalos require Jewish Chakir, there are some cases of Mamanus that don't require. He's Moda. Which ones? Ksuba, what else?
Yerusha,
Matana, Niskeshor, Bashor. Those are all those vavos. Excellent. Okay? Those have nothing to do with what? Those have nothing to do with Xelus Chabalos. So those don't require Jushu Chakir. Go ahead. I'm wondering why that's so. Did anyone think to themselves why that's so? Why is that taka so? You know what I mean? Did anyone think about that? Did anyone think about that, why that's so, that that's considered to be why you wouldn't require Mumchim or Drisha V'Chakira? Why should that be? What, people going to stop getting married? You know, if she can't get her ksuba, I don't think so. Women get married, you know what I mean? Yerusha, Matanos, Yerusha, you know what I mean? I'm saying, those categories, what'd you say? That's what I think. I think you're going to have to say they're more Shchiach, and there's more Shchiach. But Lamaisa, we said Shchiach and Chisar and Kis, right? What's Shchiach and Kisar and Kis? He means Shchiach and also need Kisar and Kis. So he says all these categories, Lomaisen, make sense. They require Jishuv Chakir. What does Shchiach have to do with Jishuv Chakir? Shchiach had to do with Mumchen, you know what I mean? Shchiach doesn't have to do with Jishuv Chakir. Tosfos says that for some reason these things are considered to be under Hodol's Vavos. Why are these things considered to be under Hodol's Vavos? Why do you think? Why are they considered all those of us for purposes of Jishuv Chagir? Why, there's no Shlot Tilnas with Nehlovin? Okay, so I want you to think about it. Let's think about that. Okay, why does he assume like that? You follow me? This point in Tosis, John, we're talking about Shlosh Mumchim. We're not talking about, we're talking about Jishuv Chagir.
Why is there no Pesar and Kiss here?
What'd you say?
Why is there no Pesar and Kiss here?
I mean, the Matanis, you mean?
Matanos.
Yerusha. Subasisha, she deserves it because she got married.
And she also gives him my
sin. Okay. So maybe it's Shriach, you're saying. So maybe it's Shriach. Okay. Okay, so that's why what?
So that's why they're like Hodos Valos.
Yeah, but what about Yishuv Chakir? They don't require Yishuv Chakir, right?
Because they're like Hodos Valos.
Okay. But Yishuv Chakir they don't need because it's Kadesh Lutinanans, but they love him. I'm saying the issue of Shriach Sarkis, Daniel, is more for the notion of Shriach Sarkis by Shlumchim. Not the issue of Yishuv Chakir. You hear what I'm saying? I'm saying the motivating fact why you don't Yishuv Chakir a moment is because of what? Shal Dinlas with Lovin. That's all Dals Valvals. You know what I mean? But I'm saying Shal Dinlas with Lovin applies by these Subasish and Matanas. Okay. Let's think about it more. Nonetheless, that's what Tosh is saying. Even according to the second day, please get it down. That Xeris Chabas Din Yishuv Chakir by Matanas, Subasish, and Shor, and what else? Yerushas, you don't need Yishuv Chakir. Okay, go ahead. All those cases we conclude in the 8th Pirkei Avot, Kamei Du Shlichusayu, we collect in Babel, you don't require what? You don't require Mumchen. So he says, Beferish, you don't require Mumchen. All these cases you don't require Mumchen. Maybe because it's Kamei, maybe because it's Chesaron Kis. Johnny and Daniel are saying, good, I'm just saying, why is that a smart to say why I don't need Du Shlichakira? That notion of Shchich Sarkis was only for not requiring Mumchen, but not for Yishuv Chakira. What, it was like a low plug? That's what I think the answer is. I want you guys to get that down here. It's a low plug. You know what a low plug is? A blanket takana. That all types of things that are similar to Hodos Valvals, there was no requirement of Yishuv Chakira. That's it, done. That's it. And those things are similar to Hodos Valvals. Okay? You know what I want to say? It doesn't really fit well, I'll tell you the truth. But I was going to say they're Torah, they're self-imposed chiyuvim, but they're not all. Ksuba is self-imposed. Yerusha is not really self-imposed. Matan is self-imposed. But Shore, you know, Shore is not. That's a Torah-imposed chiyuv. So I don't know. Okay, we got to think, Lemaisa. I think it was a low plug that Aldo Zavos questions. Why did Aldo Zavos expand to include these things?
Maybe because they're all
Mammon, too. Yeah, but Zavos are also Mammon, too, you know.
No, we just said that they're
knas. No, we said that the knas was lav dafka. Remember, the gzeilin chabal itself is not a knas, right? Gzeil is not a knas.
It does have an element of Torah, like
about what?
It has an element of Torah.
Right, but I wanted to say that these are hodos that they're self-imposed. You know what I mean? That's what I was thinking of, Daniel.
Right.
I was thinking to include them under hodos because they're self-imposed. But they're not. You're like Subal, so you could say, okay. But you got marriage, you misguide yourself. Okay. I don't know, let's think more. But nonetheless, that's Tosis categorization. Why did he put those under all those of those? Because you have a suggestion. Why did he put these under all those of those? We got to think to ourselves, okay? All right. Biker, go ahead. Im Tomar, guys, look inside.
Im Tomar, v'harishkechan v'kama duktin shehayu done in v'bavel v'tzeles v'chavos.
Perek Sheni.
Perek Sheni de Baba Kama. Gabe Hu Gabra de Bona Aftana Akil Kata de Tame.
Yasmin, there was a guy who built a house on a garbage dump of orphans, and then Rav Nachman took it away and gave it to the orphans. Go ahead. Chain Chanan Bisha. Yeah, go ahead. The Chanan Bisha. It's another case.
Chanan Bisha.
Right, he scared his friend. He blew in his ear and he scared him. Rav Nachman made him collect damages. V'chein Mekama, go ahead. You see, many places we collect Zeilus Chabals and Bavel. I thought you don't need Mumchen. Didn't Tosus just say that Zeilus Chabals you need Mumchen? Yes? Didn't he say that? You need Zeilus Chabals, you need Mumchen. And you see that what? We have all these cases that we judge and there's no Mumchen. So what's going on? There's no mumkin in Babel. It's a great kashin. So what's Tosis gives two terutzim. Go ahead. What does that mean? They pushed each other, right? They pushed each other and they grabbed it. So we're talking about a case of grabbing. What is grabbing based on? What is tfisa based on? The Rosh says in Baba Kama. Ovid inish, dina lenafshe. A person can take matters in their own hands. That's a Gemara in Baba Kama, dafafkas chavzayinim and beis. That's what the Rosh says in Baba Kama in the first Pirk Simon Chav. It's based on the concept of what ovid inish, dina lenafshe. And the Bach is masbir, the Xalus. We're judge. And if you do tfisa, that's not called nzikin. That's called tfisa. Tfisa gedin. Okay? It's called tfisa. So therefore what? All those cases in the Gemaras were what? Tfisa. Go ahead. Oh.
Oh, the Omar ikva a ledina beretisha de ita.
Or they just said, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he subpoenaed him. Have the Dayanim subpoena the guy to go to Eretz Yisrael. So that wasn't a real judgment of Gzeil. It was just making sure the guy gets to Eretz Yisrael. So what comes out the rule according to this first answer? That what? Classical Gzeilus. Can we judge if there's no Mumchim? Yes or no? No. Only unique cases like Tfisa and by subpoenaing the guy to Eretz Yisrael. But a classical case of Gzela, if you're in Bavo, forget about it. There are no Mumchen in Bavo. Can't be done.
What's different about
Tfisa? It's not really like a real din Torah. You took matters in your own hands. Of it in your Shtila Nafshe, Pinchas. So therefore, you don't need a formal Dayanim. You don't need formal Smicha.
Meaning the guy owed him something and then he just...
The guy just grabbed it. The guy stole away. I take it back. Go ahead. Vyesh Beforshin. Whole new answer. Go ahead. So what's Toys the second terrace, guys? That only something that's exela de chabalas do we what? Two guys fighting and the guy takes away his object. In that case, it's uncommon. We don't do shlichus out. That's where we don't do judgments on the Gemara. When we say we need mumchin for exelas, it means what? This crazy case of exelas de chabalas. Because so uncommon, we don't shlichus out. But regular exelas, no problem. We do shlichus out. You don't require mumchin. Where's the corner of the first day in Tisus? What's the first day in Tisus mean? What's the first day in Tisus? What's the rule according to first day in Tisus? Please get it down. Let's write it. What's the first day in Tisus say? New day Rishona holds what? What does the day Rishona say? Classical Gzelus, Gzelus Regila, Tzarich Mumchen. Tzarich Mumchen. That's it. You need Mumchen. The only cases that we did judge was what? Was Tfisa and also the case of subpoenaed. What's the day of Shnia say? What's the only thing that we can't do? Uncommon things for Shlichus out. Gzeilus Adei Chabalos. But classical Gzeilus, what's the rule? What do you guys tell me? Gzeilus Regila? Hedyotos are good. Based on the principle of what? Shlichus out. Alright, what is the Gemara saying getting? Shlichus out should work even Ihachi. On Gzeilus for Kabbalahs, right? What's the Gemara's answer over there in getting a Peches and Beis? What does the Gemara say? We don't do Shlichus on something that's common. Something uncommon, we don't do it. So plug that in. According to the second day, what's it talking about? Gzeilus Ayideh Kabbalahs. But classical Gzeilus, we will do. According to the first day in Tisus, what does Gzeilus call? It means regular Gzeilus Kabbalahs is not good. Two ways to read that line in the Gemara and getting Peches and Beis. Okay? That comes out from the 2 days in Tisus. You got to read it closely. What's the rule, Zach? You follow me? That's how the Gemara is giving the terrors. Okay? Comes out very nicely. Finish up the Tisus, Ellie. Go, Ellie, you got this so far?
Yeah.
What do you got to derive a rule from the 2 days in Tisus. The first day is that the only time we judge above is exceptional cases. Tfisa or subpoenaing, but classical Gzeilus we wouldn't touch. Second day it says, Gzeilus Adei Chabalos we don't touch. Right? Gzeilus Adei Chabalos we don't touch. Right? But other classical Gzeilus we would touch. Vim Tomar, go ahead. Finish up the Tisus.
Vim Tomar.
Gotta be clear? Go ahead, Tomar. How do you judge Dinei Gzeilus? According to both Teruts, and we judge Dinei Gzeilus. Right? Question is, do you need Mumch or not? How do we do it? Go ahead. There's an interesting Dekana Rabbein HaKadosh Met said, if you steal an object, if the chayfet is extant, lamaisa, what's it been? You return it. What happens if it's broken, or you stole a board and made it part of a building? What's it then? You have to give back money. But we're not. We're told the Rebbe made a takana, don't take the money. Because if you take the money, it's going to discourage people from doing tshuva. Because they're going to have to what? They're going to say it's too much money. And they're not even going to try to return it. So we wanted to encourage guys to be able to what? To do tshuva. So we want to encourage guys to do tshuva. And what do we say? A mekabel man. No one should. Ein ruach chacham and nochem man. Chacham are upset with the guy who accepts it. Because if you accept it, they're going to have to return all the guys. All everything. You know, there's a story over there with Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Amazing story. There was a guy there who wanted to do tshuva. His wife said to him, you're an idiot. Reka. I don't like to say the word, but I'm just translating. The wife said to the husband, you're an idiot. Because everything you have is stolen. Even your own belt. You're not even going to have a belt, she said. So he said, you're right. So they made a takana that, and he didn't do any tshuva. He did no tshuva. So at that time they made a takana, and any time a gazan or someone who, lent money with ribbis and got money back with ribbis, he lent $100, got $200, if you want to give it back, you don't accept it. You don't accept it. You want to give it to Stuck, tell them to give it to Stuck. You're not allowed to accept it as a person who got ripped off. You follow me? So what do you see from that? What's the whole point of judging for Xalus? There's no point of doing it. Because you're not supposed to return the money anyway, right? Not supposed to accept the money. So it's a kasha on both terutzim. A lot of guys are asking Seder. The kasha on both terutzim. What's the point of judging Dinei Gzeilus if you're not supposed to accept the money the guy's trying to return? That's Taisus kasha. It's on both terutzim. Go ahead.
The Yeshlomar, the Ha'amrinan, Yimei Rebbe,
Nishnes,
Mishnezo.
So what's the terrors? That this was taught during the times of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Go ahead.
In the first
Rabbeinu
Tam.
Uvda the Hassan, the story over there that I told you. Lahaki.
Lahaki lo parech hasam mikama mishnah ozela.
Ella mi brisus.
Ella mi brisus sheshinon.
Sheshonon Rebbe. Okay, so what's his answer? What's Tyson's answer? Beautiful answer. What's his answer? His answer is the what? His answer is that this was a takan only made during Rabbeinu HaKadosh's time. Not for the generations before, not for the generations afterwards. Even though the Ram does paskin this. The Ram paskin this, and you're not supposed to accept the money from a gazan. Ein ruach chacham nochem menu. But for our purposes, Tyson says that this was only a takan made during Rebbe's time. Rebbe was Masada of the Mishnayos. But the Mishnayos were before Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And the Brises Reb Chiya added on to Rebbe on the Mishnayos. Therefore, they were Makabel from Gazlanim all the time. Therefore, we judged Dinei Gzeilus Bebavel. Again, what was the Tosfos Kasha? Why are we judging Dinei Gzeilus? We're not supposed to accept the money. Of course we accept the money. Previous generations, the later generations accept the money. Bizman Rebbe, they didn't accept the money. Okay? Bizman Rebbe, they didn't accept the money. But that's why we only deal with we don't ask from Mishnayos, we only learn from Brises that were at that particular time and fit in well. Okay? Now, there's another answer I want you to get down. Please just get it. I didn't give it to you, but Tosfos writes in Baba Kama on Sadi Dalinim and Beis, B'shem the Ri. Please just get the other answer. He didn't write notes. He says that Rebbe was only misaking not to accept it from money that are habitual Gazlanim. You know what's it called? A kleptomaniac. Only from a kleptomaniac who is holding parnassus from this, from the gezel and from the ribbis, then you're not allowed to accept it. Because you want to motive them to tshuva. But a guy who does it once in a while, then you can take the money. Okay? Please get that. Taisa says, B'shem the Ri. There's a difference between kvias and a roi. So therefore, you could say very easily, we're judging the case of where it was only once in a while. Okay. Very good. So this, excellent job, Ellie. This leads us now to this mahalach. Let's get it. Okay? I want to ask you. When Tulsus gave that answer, Eli, Meshim, Yesh Meforshim, and he said, all those cases you dug up in Baba Kama, that they judge in Gezel cases, yes, or hurting someone, what it was the Yesh Meforshim's answer? That it was a crazy case. Gzelis, Al Yedei, Chabalis, right? What is he talking about? Please get it down. Was he talking about the Gemaras and Shas, or is he also talking about our Mishnah? Yosef, when it says Gzelis Al Yedei Chabalis, is it just referring to the various Gemaras and Shas, or is Tosus also referring to our Mishnah as well? That's the question I'm posing to you right now. Says the Marsha, I gave you the Marsha. The Marsha says, Ben, that the Yesh Meforshim was commenting on the Gemaras and Shas. They're talking about this crazy case of Gzelis Al Yedei Chabalis. But the Mishnah is talking about classical Gzelis. How do I prove it? What did it say in Bezim and Bezuri about Gzelis? Mali Chavol Begufo, Mali Chavol Mamono. That implies they're two separate cases, not one case of a confluence of Gzelis Al Yedei Chabalis. It's all one case. I'm sorry, they're all two cases. So this is what the Marsha writes. You got it, Pinchas? He makes a split. Get it down. That the Gemaras and Shas are Gzelis Al Yedei Chabalis. But in the Mishnah, it's a classical case of Gzelis. Comes along the Chiddush Arad, I gave you, Dibra Maskam Asnissen, and he says, not a chance. He says that the Mishnah is like the Pashas of Tisus. The Mishnah is talking about Gzelis Lamaisa, Al Yedei Chabalis as well, Halach Lamaisa. And he says, aye, but the Gemara implies that Gzelis is a separate case. So this is the Chiddush Aran. So he says like this. He says, the Mishnah is talking about both cases. The Mishnah is talking about both cases, Gzelis Al Yedei Chabalis and classical Gzelis. There's a difference between the two. By Gzelis Al Yedei Chabalis, it's uncommon. Therefore, we don't say Shduchosayu. Therefore, you require Mumchen. But classical Gzelis is common, and we do say Shduchosayu. And therefore, what? All you need is Hedyotus. And the Mishnah is talking about both tracks. The Mishnah is talking about both tracks. That's what he wants to say. The Mishnah is talking about Chiddush Aran, Dibra Masko Masnissen that I gave you. He says, Beferish, the Mishnah is talking about after the Chaminta Takana, that about Davar Shchich, you don't need Mumchen. And that's the Chiddush. And that's the Chiddush. And that's how you have to read Chisar and Kiss, I would say, Daniel. That Boshup Shad is that's also Chisar and Kiss. You lost money, right? Just think something was stolen from you. It's interesting that Gittin only said Davar Shchich. And Baba Kama it says Chisar and Kiss and Davar Shchich. Okay? It's interesting. Everyone got that so far? Who says like the Chiddush Aran, the Shach, in Siman Aleph Sivkot and Tes? He says the Chiddush Aran is absolutely right. He says the Marsha is not correct. The Marsha said that the Mishnah is the Makzelis and the Gemara and Shas is the Makzelis and the Chabalis. So the Shach and the Ran are against the Marsha. Okay. Comes along the Tumim in Siman Aleph Sivkot and Beis and says, I want to tell you something. Both the Pshatim are difficult, Zach. Number one, the Marsha's Pshat is difficult. Why? Why is the Marsha's Pshat difficult? Because according to Marsha, what's the Mishnah talking about? What?
Classical.
Excellent, Stephen. If it's classical Gzelis, then you don't need Mumchen. Shlichusayu is enough. You don't need Mumchen. So that's difficult according to the Marsha, because the Marsha is strong in saying you need Mumchen, you need Mumchen. If it's classical Gzelis, you don't need Mumchen. Shlichusayu. Number two, what's Shver with the Shach and the Chiddush Aran's Pshat? What's difficult? What does the Mishnah say? Kefil. Genev is kefil. What does that imply that what Gzelis means? Karen. Karen is the principle, yes? You know the difference between Genev and Gzelis. We said it. Baba Kama Ayin Tesem and Beis. Because you covertly, you put man over Hashem, kefil, you chayav, Genev double. Gzelis, you don't put man over Hashem. It's a bad thing. You do it overtly. But it's Karen. Everyone says by Karen, Shlichusayu is enough. So according to the Shach and the Chiddush Aran, that the Mishnah is talking about both, I don't understand. How can the Mishnah be talking about both? Gzelis Poshup Shah means Karen. And Karen, you don't need Mumchen. We would say Shlichusayu. You wouldn't need Mumchen at all. So it's very difficult to say, Allah Lamaisa, very difficult to say, Gzelis Lamaisa is talking about Karen. How can you tell me that it's talking about both cases? Gzelis Ayde Chabalis needs Mumchen. And also what classical Gzela that they got rid of Lamaisa. Classical Gzeila Lamaisa, you wouldn't need it all. The phrase Gzeilus means Karen. It's very hard to say, very, very hard to say that, in fact, Lamaisa, it's talking about Gzeilus Ayedei Chabalus as well. Karen means Karen. You follow me? When the Mishnah says Gzeilus, you don't need Shlichusayu. Don't tell me it's also done about Gzeilus Ayedei Chabalus. Re need Shlichusayu. Both the Shach and the Marshal's Pshat are very difficult. Memeila, yeah, go ahead, Pinchas.
Is it possible to say that Gneva is considered within Gzeilus?
No. Kefil is Gneva.
But is it, what category would Gneva be involved?
Kefil, Knas. It's Knossos. Okay. Yeah, Kefil means Gneva. Very good. Okay, you got me? Gzeilus is Karen. So don't tell me that the Mishnah, when it says Gzeilus, includes Gzeilus and Echapalus. The Meila, one sec, Ben. Based on this, let's get it down. Says the Ksos, in Simon Aleph Sifkot and Gimel, Zuck the Ksos. The Ksos quotes the Marshal and asks, I don't understand the Marshal. Bisman the Mishnah Gzeilos need Mumchen. Nowadays, Gzeilos don't need Mumchen. What's the difference? Why was there a difference? So he answers for the Marshal, I'll tell you why. Bisman Mishnah, there were Mumchen. If there are Mumchen, you better get Mumchen. Bisman said, there are no Mumchen. Hediotas are enough. But in the end of the piece, the Ksos says, I hold against the Marshal. The Ksos interprets the Tosos like the Shach and the Chiddush Aran, that there is no difference between the Zman Mishnah and Zman Hazeh, that Gzeilus L'chud, Lamaisa, never needs Mumchen, and the Mishnah is talking about both cases. Gzeilus Ayedei Chabalus, which requires Mumchen, Gzeilus, regular Gzeilus, that doesn't require Mumchen based on Shlichus Ayu. And Rabbi Kiveger says the same thing. Halacha L'maisa. Mishnah says, Dini Mominus B'shlosh, it's because of Nilas Delis, Chisar and Kis. Anything's a Dover Shchiach and Chisar and Kis, we say Shlichusayu. So on classical Gzeilus, we're good. So at the end of the day, the Ksos asks Akash and the Marshal, gives an answer. But then he says he believes the Marshal is not correct Pshat. He agrees with Kudsharan and the Shach, and Rabbi Kiveger says the same thing, that the Pshat and Taisus is Eli. When he said Gzeilus Ayedei Chabalus, he meant the Mishnah's talking about both Gzeilus Ayedei Chabalus and classical Gzeilus. And the difference between the two is the Mishnah was even talking about a case after they got rid of Mumchen based on Shlichus Ayu by a Dover Shchiach. The only problem with this is Rashi and Yigimel Mebeis. Rashi and Yigimel Mebeis, Ellie, let's take a look, guys. Look inside Yigimel Mebeis in the bottom. Yigimel Mebeis in the bottom. Okay? What is Rashi saying, Yigimel Mebeis? Go ahead. Read that last Rashi for me, please. Elohim, Ksiv. You know why I say Elohim? Because when it's referring to Dayanim, you say Elohim. When it's referring to the Abishri, you say Elohim. Go ahead.
Elohim,
Ksiv. Yeah, read the Dina Masli again. Lamedan.
Lamedan, Dina Knasos, the Elohim. Ksiv, the Mashma, Dina Mumchen, the Hainu Shmuchen. U Vishar, Dina Vamunos, Lobe Inan Mumchen, Kide Uk.
You know, because there's no chesaron kis on the double. On the double, you're not going to chesaron kis. What's blatant from Rashi? He says bavel, right? He doesn't say Eretz Yisrael. You know what I mean? He doesn't say Eretz Yisrael. It's mashma that what? By one shi shichasai by gzeila only where? In bavel. But the mishnah distinguishing gzeilus and chavalus needs mumchen. And odos avos is mitam nilas delts and Eretz Yisrael. So it's mashma that you always need what? Mumchen for Gzeilus. And in Baba Kama, it's talking about Dun and Bubble, Dun and Bubble even Gzeilus, because Shlichus Ayu. So Rashi says for some reason that in Eretz Yisrael, classical Gzeilus, Shlichus Ayu is not good enough. So who do you think he's like? Rashi? I thought you could say he's like the Marshal. Because what did the Marshal say? What did the Marshal say? The Marshal said that Gzeilus Ayedei Chabalus is the Gemara's, but the Mishnah is talking about classical Gzeilus. What do you mean classical Gzeilus? Classical Gzeilus requires Mumchen? Yes, according to the Marshal. Don't you say Shlichus Ayu? No, you don't say Shlichus Ayu on regular Gzeilus. according to the Marsha. You don't say it in a classical Kzeiwa. Namely, in Eretz Yisrael. In Bavel, you'll say it because you have no mumchen, you have no choice. In Eretz Yisrael, you have mumchen. So on classical Kzeiwa, you won't say Shlichus Sayo. You follow what I'm saying? So I want to say Rashi is a smach for the Marsha. Daniel, you follow what I'm saying? I want to say Rashi is a smach for the Marsha. Johnny, you got me? Because according to Rashi, Lamaisa, in Eretz Yisrael, why aren't you using what? Shlichus Sayo. The answer is because what? We don't you say Shlichus Sayo in classical Kzeiwa. We'll say it in Bavel because there's no smuchim. You have no choice. But in Eretz Yisrael, you have mumchim, so we won't say it. So I want to say the Marsha is like the what is backed up based on Rashi. So let's chazer this mahalach. Okay? Let's chazer this mahalach. We got to get that shtender back. Okay? Let's chazer this mahalach. What's the mahalach? We said that according to Yesh Beforshim, how can we judge Tosis is bothered by Akasha? What was Tosis Akasha? Those Tos Kasha, how we done in Bubble Taylor's Babalis? What's the Yesh Beforshim say? No, those cases were what? In those cases were Halach Lamaisa, classical Xalus, right? Only Xalus and Chabalis do we not do. But classical Xalus, fine. That's the Yesh Beforshim answer. Classical Xalus, fine. We can do Shlichus Sayo. Okay. Let me ask you a question. Did Tosus only mean those Gemaras? Are Gzeles Aydei Chabalos? But in the Mishnah, it's also Gzeles Aydei Chabalos. Marsha says, no way. The Gemara is Gzeles Aydei Chabalos. The Mishnah is talking about classical Gzela. Because classical Gzela, Lamaisa, says the Marsha, beautiful Chiddush, right? The Marsha says, and that's what he basically, we're backing up with this Rashi, right? The Marsha says, Pshat in the Mishnah is Mali Chaval Beguf, Mali Chaval Mo. It's a separate case. So the Ran and the Shach say no way. The Ran and the Shach say the Mishnah talking about all the cases, and there are two tiers. Gzeilus Adei Chabalos requires Mumchim. You don't say Shlichus Sayo. Classical Gzeilus is talking about it in the Mishnah where they got rid of it based on Dover Shliach. Hediotas are fine. Difficult. We're saying that difficulty. The Tumim says according to Marsha, classical Gzeilus Shlichus Sayo should be enough, right? And on the Shach, it says Tashlumei Kefil Mashal that Gezel's Karen, so it's not talking about all cases. It's talking about only Karen. But the Ksos quotes the Marsha as Akasha. Says, what's the difference between a Mishnah Gzeilus Lachud needed Mumchen? Now we don't. So he answers, Bizmana Mishnah, you had Mumchen, you try to get them. Bizmana said we don't have them, so we didn't require them. But he says later on, he doesn't think the Marsha's Pshat is the Pshat. The Ksos is like the Shach and the Ran Pshat and Taisus. Mishnah's talking about everything. And Rebbe Kivager says the same thing. The Mishnah is talking about everything, and we say Shlichus Sayo on a common occurrence of Gzeilu. Marsha says you don't, so we say that's backed up based on Rashi, that in Eretz Yisrael you don't say Shlichus Sayo on regular Gzeilus, because they're smuchim around, so we don't allow Hekyotos. Yes, what do you say, Pinchas?
According to the Shach's problem,
yes.
On the Chidusha Iran?
No, the Tumim, you mean the Tumim?
Yeah. No, sorry, the Tumim.
Tumim had a kash on the Marsha and the Shach's approach. Yes. Both approaches, he had a problem.
So he says that Gzeilus wouldn't work because Gzeilus means Karen, right?
Yeah, that's what he asks on the Shach, correct.
In the Tosos, Knas, we say that Knas is the umbrella for Gzeilus and Chavilus, which means that shouldn't it have similar characteristics of what a Knas is? Meaning, because if it was a Knas, then there would be no problem coming to the Tumim, if Gzeilus was a Knas. But the Toso says that Gzeilus falls under the umbrella of Knas.
Right. Right, only for the purposes, though, of not requiring, you know, of Drisha V'Chakira, but not regarding, you know, not regarding whether you're going to need, you know, this din of what? This din of Mumchim, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And as you're saying, you want to answer that Gzeilus means Karen, but you're saying it could also, but there,
it falls under,
I understand, but there are two cases in the Mishnah. There's Kefal and there's Gzeilus. So that means the word Gzeilus is focusing on the Karen.
So what is
not this crazy case of, you know, Gzeilus Ayedei Chabalos.
So what does it mean in the Tosfos when it says that?
First of all, he wasn't commenting on the Mishnah. He was talking about the two Gemara, Lamed Beis and Yud Gimel.
But still, the concept.
I understand, but the Mishnah is listing a list. So if the Mishnah lists Tashlumei Kefal, Gzeilus has to mean Karen. Over there, it just said Stam, Dini Knossos. Does requires Yusha Chakira. It was not all exhaustive. This was one phrase. On one phrase, that's a catch-all phrase. But not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah's exhaustive list. You follow what I'm saying? Also, I want to count the review of Baba. Il Malay, Butler, Dini Kosh. Just that phrase, you know what I mean? It was an exhaustive list. So that's the Chiddush we want to point out here. Yes, Stephen, what do you say?
I just had a question.
Yeah.
About, just to clarify what the Chiddush Aran holds regarding the...
The Mishnah?
Yeah.
The Chiddush Aran says Gzelus in the Mishnah means both. It means classical Gzela and Gzelus Ayde Chabalos, both. The difference between the two is that Gzelus Ayde Chabalos requires Mumchen, because you cannot say Shlichu Sayo. That head yotus would be enough, because it's not common. Classical Gzelus is common, and we say Shlichu Sayu, and you don't need Mumchen. Head yotus would suffice. Okay, that's the pshat. The problem with that pshat is that, as Pinchas said, Kefil, it says Tashlume Kefil in the Mishnah. That implies that Gzelus is Karen. On Karen, we do Shlichu Sayu. Karen is not referring to this crazy case of Gzelus and Echabalus, which you can't do Shlichu Sayu. Okay? Ben, what do you say?
My question is just answered.
Gotcha. Okay, great. Wonderful, guys. Okay? That's the third mahalach. Okay? Four. Let's go, guys. Okay? Number four. Number four mahalach. Want to get this. This will be a segue also into the fifth. Okay? We'll stop. Let's stop in minute at 2:15. Okay? Stop in minute at 2:15. Because we started shiur. First of all, what is the reason why, if a dying mumcha makes a mistake, he's potter from paying? Let's get the din klor. Amid beis amid beis. A dying mumcha that makes a mistake is potter. Why is it true that he's potter? It's actually lamed gimel amid aleph. What's the reason? So let's get it. There are two svaras. The Rosh, in the fourth perek siman hay, says they're potter to pay because basically, again, dying mumcha shita. Putter Bilashalim. Okay, why? The Rosh says, because Kiblu Alehem Bali Dinim. The litigants said they wanted these guys, even though Lamaisa, they were accepted. That was part of the Din Torah, that Dayanim knew if a mistake would be made, that they wouldn't have to pay. That was part of the acceptance of these litigants having a dayan. Okay? We got that, Clor? Kiblu Alam Bali Dinim. They knew that would be the story. They're going to an expert dying. No one's perfect. Everyone makes a mistake. If in the event they make a mistake, they're putter from paying. Comes along the Balamor, and Yudim and Bez Dapir Rift and Muki Yosef, and Dibramaska Vahainu. They say the Balamor and Muki Yosef, Balamor, the Nebuke Yosef, they say are potter because of onus. What does onus mean? Onus akona patre. No one's perfect. Why should I have to pay for a mistake that I made? Wasn't that I was negligent? So, the Ksos HaChoshen writes in Simen Chofei, Sifkot and Vov, please get it, that according to the Baal HaMor, the only time you have to pay out money when you make a mistake is kfiya. Please get it. If you force yourself to judge them, then if you make a mistake, then you should pay. But anything short of kfiya, you're a punter based on onus. That's what the Ksos says. Simen Chafei Sifkat Vav. Anything short of kfiya, you don't have to pay. The only time you have to pay is when you do kfiya. Because according to the Baal HaMor, it was not the Kabbalah that caused the p'tur. The kfiya causes the chiyuv. And anytime there's no kfiya, you are a putter from pain. Okay? You got the ksos? So the ksos says, according to the Baal HaMor, he says, kfiya the Baal HaMor, that's the arrow means, it means, kolzman, shein kfiya, anytime there's no coercion, lo tzarich l'shalom. If you force yourself to be their judge and make a mistake, you got to pay. Anything short of that, you can fall back on onus. Not necessarily. We're going to get to it now. Gabi, what's a good nafkamina? What's a good nafkamina? Shlosha had yotos, and they weren't accepted upon by the Bali Dinim. Plug it in. Nafkamina? Shlosha had yotos? Shalom kiblu alayim. Shalom kiblu alehem bali dinim. Plug it in. What do you say? If you hold like who, the Rosh, Gabi, this is what you were saying, then you'd have to what? Excellent. You'd have to pay. There was no Kabbalah. Chayiv. They have to pay for the mistake. If you hold like the Balamor, and who else? And then Muki Yosef, what's it in? Butter. Because you didn't force him. Did you force him? You didn't necessarily force him.
So why were they judging the case then?
They came, but they weren't macabre that if they make a mistake.
What middle ground is there that like...
There is a middle ground.
The guys didn't...
They have to make a verbalization. The litigants have to say, we know that you're going to be our judges, and if you make a mistake, you don't have to pay. They didn't say that. They walked into the basement and they said, judge us. But they didn't say that. So according to the Rosh Chayiv, there was no Kabbalah. According to the Baal Meriz, your potter, because it wasn't an onus. Okay. I mean, it was an onus. It was an onus. Yes, God.
If you were appointed.
If what do you mean appointed? You mean that were that there was a Kabbalah?
Yes,
no, Kabbalah's right. From the litigants. Then everyone would say you're potter. Right? The whole reason why your potter says the Rosh is because they accepted upon themselves this. Kiblu aleihem bali dinim, with this understanding. That's what that means. Right, exactly. Exactly, Lamaisa. So that's why I said, Dayan Mukhishta Pagan Rashali. What about a hedjit? Gabi's making a great point. A hedjit has to pay. A hedjit has to pay. So Shol said, Yodh Shalom, Kiblu aleihem bali dinim. According to the Rosh, they have to pay. Right? According to the Baal Word of Yosef, maybe they don't have to pay because there's no kfiyah. Very good. Yeah, what do you say, Johnny?
What about shtika v'hoda?
No, they have to say, they would have to verbalize and say, we are taking this day on them, we know that we don't have to pay. They have to be a kinyan in front of them, make a kinyan. Calls around, they don't get the kinyan, then we don't assume there's a kabbalah. Okay? It's not self-understood.
So then why is it not...
It's not self-understood. That's the din.
So why is it not forced on them if they're not accepting it?
What'd you say?
Why is it not considered force if they're not doing the if they didn't do a kiblu?
It's not force. They came in out of their own volition. This is a product detail in the din Torah. You can go in and want them to be judged, but you don't have to accept the fact if they make a mistake, you don't have to pay. I mean, that's an extra above the letter of the law, right?
Yeah, but you're if they lose, the loser's always going to say...
No, it means a mistake is made. You know, they're Erlicha guys. They're not bad guys. They're not the Marashoyim. Atal Rishi Yaskina. This is an added requirement that they would have to make a Heskin. That they would have to say that. Okay, Ben, you got it? Go ahead.
Why wouldn't it not for me to work with a Mumchen?
What do you mean?
If it's
Mumchen, by definition, are putter from paying. That's the din. Question is, why? The Rush says, because... That was part of the Kabbalah. They were makabel upon themselves. The Baal Amor says, as long as there's no force. Right?
Yeah.
So when you go to a mumcha, according to the Rosh, they were makabel upon themselves, built in. In a chanami, like Abi said, according to the Rosh, if they didn't makabel themselves, also a mumcha would have to pay. Okay? I mean, it's a good point what Johnny brings up. Is it automatic? Is it automatic? It could be, Johnny, that by a mumcha, maybe it's automatic. You know what I'm saying, Gabi? Whenever you go to a mumcha, it's a mumcha, maybe it's automatic that the fact is that if he makes a mistake, you're putter. That could be automatic. But when you talk about hadyotos, Johnny, you got to say it.
Right. But if it's not automatic by hadyotos, then like before you start the trial with hadyotos, then you should...
Well, you don't have to. And if they don't...
If you're not said, then don't do the...
No, you don't have to say that. You can imagine going to Shlosh Hadyotos, but not having that extra agreement that if there's a mistake made, you know, we don't have to pay. Could be by Mumchen it's automatic. That's what I think the Rosh is saying, God, right? By Mumchen it's automatic. But by Hadyotos, you're going to have to say it. And that's this nafkamina that we're saying. Okay. Now, the Shach points out in Simen Chafei Sifkon Tetvav, I want you to get it. Osios Gimel and Dalad, he paskins like the Baal Amor. Straight up. He paskins like the Baal Amor. Halacha L'maisa. Okay? He paskins like the Baal Amor. And he points out L'maisa, he quotes a raya from a Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara in Baba Kama has a case where you have an expert shochet that messes up. Is he chayiv to pay? guy gives him a beautiful steer to shecht so he can have a good steak, and he mixes up the shechita. Does he have to pay the guy? No. But a tabach hedjo, a regular shochet, what's the din? A regular shochet has to pay. Okay? The expert is considered to be an onus. So there you have it. Onus. You have bad luck, Lamaisa, not in general, but this guy had bad luck. One second, Uri. And therefore, the Rush says is a raya, that we paskin like the Balamor, that the reason is why your potter's from paying is because of onus. So the Ksos Achoshin says he doesn't like the raya. Because he wants a taina, it's possible. You see, the two examples in the Gemara are a shochin and a money changer. So let's say the money changer messed up the money. So he wants to say, by a din Torah, no matter how great you are, great of a Talmud Chacham, you can always make a mistake. Maybe you didn't know the Svar of Ravina or Ravashi, but if you're a Baki Shochin or money changer, Allah Lamaisa, the bottom line is the reason why you're putter over there, there's no Shaykh a mistake. It must be that guy that gave the money has bad Mazel Ra, in this case at least. This guy has done 10 million Shechitas without ever making a mistake. This guy gives him $5,000 steer, and he messes up. There's got to be some mazel ra for the guy who gave him the money. That is shayach to say, halacha lemaisa. It's not shayach to say there's a tos. So mameli reporter, but by a din Torah, it's shayach for a person to make a mistake. So he doesn't think you can bring a raya from that gemara. He doesn't think you can bring a raya from that gemara, that so says. The shayach wanted to bring a raya from that gemara, your putter, because of onus. Right, that's what the Ksos is saying, Gabi, that it's a din. It's not that it's an example of an onus. It's a din. It's a din of mazel ra. Exactly like you're saying. It's not a din of an onus. That's how the Ksos rejects the raya. Well said. That's how the Ksos rejects the raya of the shach. It's not a din of onus. It's a din of mazel ra. That's why. So he says that you can't apply that to the din of dying. It's not a din of an onus. It's a din of mazel ra. By a dying, it's an issue of an onus. So who says onus is potter? So that's how the Ksos rejects the raya. Okay, I want to just start the real quick, Daniel. Then we got a daven. Yeah.
Use to
yeah, it's like nistachu sadeu, like we had in the beginning of Ksuvus. It's like, you know, tough luck. Not because of onus. It's just, you know, it's a din of nistachu sadeu. That's all. Something along those lines. Yes, Uri, go ahead.
I would say that, I mean, the shot doesn't make sense because when you go to a shochet, you're expecting that he does the shechita correctly, and therefore, when he messes up, he should be chayav to pay, because you're expecting him to do it correctly.
Not if he's an umen. He's an onus. Wasn't his fault. Wasn't pshia.
But if he's an expert, then you're expecting...
I understand, but no one's perfect. I understand, but no one's perfect. That's the din of onus rechamana patre. So the shah says, you see, that's the din by a dynamic. So it says, no, it's mazel ra. It's no raya, like Gabi was saying. Please get that down. Okay, the last Mahalach I want to begin will be and we'll continue tomorrow. Ellie, let's read the Kasha, the Gemara. What's the Elamiata and the answer? And how does Rashi learn it? Go ahead. And then we'll go ahead. Elamiata.
Elamiata from where we started.
Start from Elamiata.
Elamiata Loisham.
If you want to make the Adyotos to be mumchen, then they shouldn't have to pay if they make a mistake. What's the Gemara's answer? What do you mean? That defeats the purpose. People aren't going to lend money anymore because if they know they make a mistake, they won't have to pay. And I'll tell you, bet your bottom dollar these guys are going to make some mistakes. They're hedyotos. Now, there's problems with the way Rashi learns. Okay? There are problems with the way Rashi learns. Let's just begin the Tosos. Go ahead. Elamiata, and we'll stop in the middle, but I want to just begin it. Go ahead. Elamiata.
Tell me how to tell Lo Yisham. Perish for countries came on the Bereshuska Abdi, Hari She'ina Mumche Kimumche.
Right, if they have Rishus, then their Eina Mumche should be treated like a Mumche, so they shouldn't have to pay. The Loshin
calls the king She'atano
Hule. I don't like that answer. Even some guys ask me in Seder about this. What kind of Loshin is that in the Gemara's answer? Kol She'kein Atan Noah. What phrase would have been better to use? Imkain. Excellent. Go ahead.
Delo.
Ain't Mishyashiv. It doesn't jive well. Delo have it what? Don't say kol shekein. El havelei lemeimar. Imken atachule. Elamashmo.
Elamashmo lashon kol shekein de muchach ni'ilas.
De mikoach.
Ni'ilas delas.
Have it par. Okay, so let's break down here. How does Rashi learn the kasha of Gemara? Rashi learns that if they're treated like mumchen, they should also be given the dispensation not to pay if they make a mistake. The answer is that no one's going to lend money because they know that there might be mistakes by the adults. They'll never get their money back. Forget about it. No, so Lamaisa, the Gemara is a little bit shvir, according to Rashi. Why is it shvir? Because according to what Rashi, right? The reason why the Gemara wants to mechayev them is not the same reason that the Gemara makshed them to pater them. Is that correct? Does everyone follow why it's a little bit strange, this reasoning? What do I mean to say by this? Why is it a little bit different? Because what? What is kol shekein mashma? What does kol shekein imply? You know what it implies? It implies that there was a question dealing with what we had just said beforehand. What did we just say beforehand? That you don't require what? Jushuv chakira by halvos and aldos. Is that correct? Or mumchen. Mashma, that on that reasoning we're asking the kasha. Doesn't that imply that? The word kol shekein? According to Rashi, the kasha is not on the tam. According to Rashi, what's the kasha of the Gemara on? It's on the Etzem Takana. Again, guys, what's the reason why, hurry please, we got this? What's the reason why you don't require Yishuv Chakira? And why not? Kadesh Latinal Dallas? Excellent. Right? By saying the word kol shekein, it implies that you should be asking on that what? On that reasoning. Right? Kol shekein implies, oh, you said A, kol shekein by saying the reason A, you should be stuck now with B. Correct? According to Rashi, that's not what it is. According to Rashi, you said A, there's no Jushu v'chakira, Kadesh l'otim l'as v'lovin, and then what do you ask on? You ask on the takana. What was the takana? The takana is that hadyotas are good, but the hadyotas should also not have to pay if they make a mistake. They're apples and oranges. They're oranges and pears. They're not the same thing. Kol shekein implies what you said A, I'll stick you on B. A was what? Shalot tinal dalas v'fei lovin. B is on the takana that we allow ahead of you to don. They shouldn't have to pay. The lushan doesn't well, it doesn't fit at all. Should have said im kain. Atan no al dalas v'fei lovin. Kol shekein's mashma on that same reasoning. It's a different thing. The reason that the Gemara is mechayiv them is not the same reason what? The reason why the Gemara is mechayiv them is kadesh l'tinu l'zvay lovin to allow hadyotos is not the same reason why the Gemara asks, oh, they shouldn't have to pay. That's on the takana, right? It should say, im kein atan no avdelos b'fnei lovin.
I mean, the same result happens.
I know, but it's on the same takana. It's on the takana.
The
takana is that there should be a detail. The detail being that they shouldn't have to pay. I understand what you're saying, Pinchas, but it's still lamaisa on the detail of the takana. Kol shekein implies on the exact same statement. You're right from a general perspective, and tomorrow we'll answer Rashi. But I'm saying that's what Tyson's very uncomfortable with. You follow me? That's what Tyson's very, very uncomfortable with. He doesn't understand this lamaisa. Okay, let's close with one more point, and then we got a daven mincha. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky asks three other kashas on Rashi. We're not going to do all three. Let's just do one. And then we'll pick it up with this tomorrow. He points out, he says, according to Rashi, I don't even understand the answer to the Gemara. What was the answer to the Gemara? What was the answer to the Gemara, guys? That you're going to be what? You're going to be closing the door even more. No one's going to want to lend money. Listen to this. He says, what do you mean? Adaraba. You should what? You should say that they should have to pay in order to what? In order that they'll be more careful. And then there'll be no nilus delus if they the malva. Since it's you, they'll know that if they make a mistake, they got to pay. So therefore what? Therefore no one's going to stop themselves from what? No one's going to stop themselves from what? Yeah, exactly. In other words, what's the Gemara's answer? Gemara's answer is that what? Oh, if you make them not pay, you're going to close the door even more. What are you talking about? Adaraba, Lamaisa. Adaraba. We should say that what? They should pay in order that they'll be more careful. And then there'll be no Nilas Delas. Because they know Lamaisa. They know that if they make a mistake, they'll pay, and therefore that's not going to prevent anyone. So he doesn't understand what the Gemara is answering. Kol shekinatan no'al delos if he loven, if what? If you make them not pay. He asks Lamaisa, Adarabba, on the contrary. Right? Right? That's what he's asking. It's a little difficult because that's good for the Gemara's answer. Isn't that the move for the Gemara's answer? So his kasha is very difficult. We're going to list the other two kashas tomorrow. But this last kasha is very sure. That's exactly what the Gemara answers. That's why we make them pay. So I'm not sure. He added three kashas on this kasha we have difficulty with. We'll add the two others. Let's stop here. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Continue tomorrow. We've got to do chumash. Well, I want to talk about more Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Okay, let's stop. Who has to daven for the Yom? Gabi, you want to daven? Yeah, I'll show you. Show you the daven for the Yom. Shem Kavlo. Shem Kavlo. Shem Shanoi Lo. Tilo Zolvi. Arami Kavlo. Arami Kavlo. Arami Kavlo. Arami Kavlo.